Ladies and gentlemen, in the following play, any similarity to caterpillars, living or dead, is purely coincidental. The Columbia Workshop presents My Client Curly, a new radio play by Norman Corwin, based upon a short story by Lucille Fletcher Herman.
There are some things a man doesn't like to talk about because they're... Well, I'll just tell this story about my client, Curly, and then I'll go back to the agent business and try to forget it. But if I should get a lump in my throat while I'm telling it, I hope you'll understand, because this whole thing was so recent, I still feel pretty upset about it. To make a long story short, I'm out walking one day in the suburbs where I live when my attention is attracted by two kids sitting on the side of the road. And one of them is playing a harmonica. They're bent over watching something on the ground, and I, being curious, go over to see what it is. Hiya, boys. What you got there?
Well, we got a trained caterpillar.
Yeah, what's trained about it?
He dances.
I don't believe it.
He sure does. Give us a nickel and we'll show you.
Oh, a racket, huh? All right, I'm a sucker. Here's two nickels.
Ah, thanks, mister. Okay, place the... Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know? Now stop. I'll be darned. Stops right when you do.
Oh, sure. That's the way Stinky trained him. Didn't you, Stinky?
Oh, it was nothing.
Play some more, Stinky. Lies right down when you're finished.
Sure, he's talented, ain't he? Come on up on my finger, Curly.
That's a boy.
Say, does Curly dance to any kind of music?
Nope. Only, yes, sir, that's my baby.
You mean to tell me he only dances to one tune?
That's right. I tried lots more, but I guess he only likes that one.
Well, why is that, do you suppose?
Well, I know. Says he's got a real musical ear. I guess that's what those two branches are in his head, huh? Musical ears.
No, that's his antenna.
Antenna? He ain't no radio set. I got a good one.
Say.
What?
I wonder if he's got any snake blood in him. You know, there are some snakes that dance.
No kidding.
Sure. Here, let me take your harmonica a minute.
Sure, here.
Curly may be related to one of them Asiatic snakes or something. Let me play it a minute. No, won't budge. I guess it's an American caterpillar, all right.
Oh, sure.
Look, fellas, I'll make you a proposition. How would you like to sell Curly?
How much?
Hey, wait a minute. I own Curly, and I don't want to sell him.
Well, why not, Stinky?
Well, because I... Because.
You know why he don't want to sell?
Why?
On account of he's stuck.
Oh, shut up, Fatso.
You mean you like Curly so much you don't want to part with him?
I just don't want to sell him, that's all. Not even for a dollar. Not even for $2.
Well, of course, I don't think anybody'd ever offer you that much money.
I don't care. He's my pet, and I want to keep him. Trained him from a pup.
Now, look, kiddo. I think you're a very bright and sensitive boy, and because of that, I'm going to make you an immediate cash payment of $5 for Curly.
$5? Holy mackerel, what do you say, Stinky, huh? Oh,
gosh, I don't know.
Take it, I'm telling you, take it. Now you can buy a bike.
Sure is a lot of money, but you see, I like Curly, and I guess Curly likes me, too. And when we're alone, I talk to him, and he understands me. Curly likes to have me around. He's very intelligent, even though he don't look so smart.
Oh, he looks smart, all right.
That's so my old man or nobody else can't never get him to move. He won't do nothing when they ask him. He lays down, just like on Spite almost. You know, if somebody took him away from me, Curly would die.
You think so?
Sure. He's only human, ain't he? He'd absolutely die.
Listen to me, Stinky. I'm going to talk to you man to man. This caterpillar you got is very valuable. He's worth a lot of money. Way more than $5, maybe.
No kidding.
Now, this is what we're going to do. Stinky, you're going to stay with Curly, and I'm going to manage both of you. Curly will be my client.
What's that mean?
What's a client?
Well, you wouldn't understand very well. That's something I'll have to explain to your parents, because I got to get their signatures on a long-term contract with options. You're a minor under the law, you see.
I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
was how it began. I get Curly under my management and take him and Stinky with me. The first thing I do is start out after some publicity. And boy, do those reporters eat it up. Front page with pictures. Pictures of Curly. Pictures of Stinky. Pictures of me. Pictures of my client dancing on a leaf. Curling around the mayor's finger. Climbing up a pretty model's leg. Sitting in a tiny box at the opera. And headlines. Headlines like this in the Times.
Swing caterpillar sways to strains of Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. Fred Astaire of Insect World demonstrates almost human sense of rhythm.
The Post. Curly in custody of Stinky, young Svengali of caterpillars. The Herald Tribune.
Insect phenomenon learns to truck in truck garden manager reversed.
The World Telegram.
The Curly Crawl becomes new national dance sensation.
The Daily News. Bug cuts rug.
Story on page two. And sure enough, with all that publicity, things really begin happening. First, Bill Robinson introduces the Curly Capers at the Cotton Club.
Couple city.
Then Raymond Scott writes a song called The Caterpillar Creek. A dozen agencies bid for the rights to syndicate a comic strip.
429 papers, 5 days a week, making a grand total.
Other companies pay me royalties for Curly balloons and spaghetti and dolls and toys and picture books and decorations on the outside of drinking glasses.
Ma, buy me the glass with Curly's picture on it.
And to make a long story short, I get a vaudeville offer. The money begins to roll in. I hire an expensive suite and a secretary.
Curly Enterprises, good afternoon.
I buy Stinky a bike and a new suit of clothes.
Gee, thanks.
The publicity begins to pile up. And at the height of the excitement, I get a wire from Hollywood.
Offer $10,000 for Curly appearance in feature-length cartoon. Stop. Propose using live character for first time among cartoon characters. Stop. Appreciate immediate answer. Would like to rush story and production. Cordially, Walt Disney.
Miss Nielsen.
Yes?
Take a wire to Walt Disney, Hollywood, California.
Yes, sir.
Curly price, $100,000.
Is that all?
You think I should ask for more?
No, I mean, is there any more to the wire? Enterprises. Just a moment, please. Time magazine on the line. Will you take it on the table phone?
Oh, sure. All right. Hello? Yeah, this is him. Well, you see... Yeah. No, I discovered him in the boy's possession. That's right. No.
Curly Enterprises.
No. Yeah, sure.
Well, he's busy on another line.
No, he hasn't yet.
Who?
Right.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
well,
I keep right
here.
He wanted
me to tell you to order a special airmail daily shipment of willow leaves from Florida.
What?
Wait a minute,
no,
will you?
Oh, no, no.
Curly Enterprises. Yes. Just a second, please. I'm just trying to get him in a minute. Yeah.
From
hello.
The very first,
Curly Enterprises. No, yes.
That's
well,
right.
Just a minute. Please.
Right.
Wait, just a second.
No,
Curly
right.
Enterprises.
Probably not for another week or two.
You better hire more secretaries.
Well, things are going along in great shape, and Curly's making us a bundle of dough, when all of a sudden I get three visitors I didn't figure on.
We have been reading about your wonderful specimen in the papers, and we have come to ask permission to examine it.
Examine it? What for?
We are lepidopterists.
Lepidopterists? But Curly's a caterpillar, not a leopard.
Ah, no, my dear man. Lepidoptery is a branch of entomology dealing with the insect order of which you're... shall we say, a client is a member.
Well, I'm sure Curly don't want to be examined by nobody.
Oh, now, come. If this caterpillar is as remarkable as the newspapers say, then you certainly owe science the courtesy of permitting an examination.
Exactly.
Yes, it would be nothing short of criminal to withhold such knowledge from science.
Well, you want to put it that way.
It will take no more than 2 minutes.
Well, I suppose it's all right. Come with me, please. Hello, Stinky.
Hello.
This is Master Stinky, gentlemen, discoverer and trainer of my client. He guards Curly all the time. Well, there he is in that box. Please be careful how you handle him.
Here you are.
Oh. My. Muscular little fellow, isn't he?
Normal mandible. goodbye.
I say, watch out there, Doctor. He's trying to bite you.
Huh? Never been attacked by a caterpillar before. Astounding.
Ooh. Oh, my. See here, Doctor. Just notice this remarkable elongation of the abdominal feature.
Yes, quite. And doesn't this feature make you think of the Aglaé's Antiope?
Incredible.
Look here. Isn't this remarkable? Why, I've never seen such a fella except in the Melanardia Galathea. And the chitinization. No kidding.
Well, sir, congratulations. This is a remarkable specimen, even before we test its reactions to musical stimuli.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
It is of the ordinary genus Papilio rutilus, mind you, but it has the most extraordinary features.
Thanks very much.
We feel that the specimen would be much more valuable to society if you, instead of exhibiting it for commercial purposes, were to loan or donate it to the Museum of Natural History, where it could be further studied by the leading entomologist of the world.
Oh, but I...
Yes, when it dies, we can dissect it.
No, they're not going to take him away. Don't let him take Curly. Please, Curly,
don't
gotta
cry,
stay with
my
me.
Boy. We're not going to hurt him.
An insect like this occurs probably once in a million years. Surely for the sake of a few dollars. You're not going to risk injuring him by overwork?
Are you accusing me of sacrificing Curly's health for profit? Why, that's ridiculous. Curly is... Yes, come in.
Just another wire from the coast. You can make it open at 20,000.
20? Tell him 100,000 or nothing.
Well, the papers get hold of the Lepidopterist story, and it's another pile of publicity. It gets to be a moral issue, with preachers delivering sermons and all like that. I'm attacked editorially for exploiting caterpillar labor.
And in a nation faced by pressing legislative issues, striving to keep clear of foreign entanglements, and confronted on every hand by economic problems, what is it that occupies the concentration of millions from coast to coast? A caterpillar. And why is this? Because of the shameless exploitation of a little unsuspecting boy and a harmless insect by a mercenary agent who has turned to his own greedy personal advantage a natural phenomenon which belongs nowhere else but in a museum. The press at large is to be condemned for encouraging this Simon Legree, this pagan, this veritable slave trader to continue his career of rank exhibitionism, unabashed.
But on the other hand, I'm defended as an individualist who refuses to submit to regiment paper.
A man owns a clever bug. He has the right to manage that bug. There is no question about his status as manager of that bug. Yet, he is asked to release his client for scientific purposes. He refuses. He has a right to refuse. Nobody denies that right. Yet, in certain quarters of the press, he is attacked. His character is slurred. Aspersions are cast upon him. He is looked upon as a pariah, as a Philistine. Indeed, one of our esteemed contemporaries compared him with Simon Legree and Fagin merely because he insists upon his constitutional guarantee. We say it is consoling to find a man in this day of reckless encroachment upon the individual who will stand up and fight for his rights. We wish him well. We stand behind him four square, our feet firmly implanted in the soil from which his bug has sprung, to support his defiance of those who...
The American Legion and the Daughters of the American Revolution send Curly an engraved silver-plated twig and a miniature flag to put on top of his box. The Maharaja of Lahore sends him some willow leaves from the sacred willow trees of the temple.
Gee, look. A package from a place named Lakeshore with a lot of funny-looking stamps.
Lahore, not Lakeshore.
Can I have the stamps?
Yeah, here you are. I signed Curly up for a super special movie short, and it sweeps the box offices of the country in spite of terrible weather, including blizzards and rainstorms. Variety reports,
Liz and Driz fail to fizzle biz as bug wows B.O. from N.Y. to L.A.
Life magazine runs a Margaret Burke White picture of Curly on the cover with the caption, Curly. CBS does a pickup direct from Curly's box,
bringing the sound of Curly eating dinner.
This is Jack Nell speaking to you from the headquarters of Curly Enterprises, where we have a microphone buried among willow leaves to pick up the sound of the world's leading insect danseuse busy eating dinner.
The New Yorker comes out with a cartoon showing Martha Graham nibbling willow leaves.
Oh, did you see this cartoon in the New Yorker?
Let me see. Well, what's funny about that?
Well, for heaven's sake, don't you get the point?
No.
Well, don't you know who Martha Graham is?
Yes.
Well, you know who Curly is, of course.
The caterpillar.
Yes. Well, now, you see, Curly...
Walt Disney raises his bid to $50,000, but I still hold out for $100,000. Grover Whalen invites Curly to do an English country dance on the cover of the Magna Carta at the World's Fair. And to make a long story short, everything's gone along hunky-dory until one day some more public-spirited guys get a hold of Curly. Only this time they're not scientists, but musicians.
And therefore, in the interests of music, we of the committee feel that you would be rendering an invaluable service to musical knowledge if you'd permit us to test the effects of classical music on your client.
But what good will that do anybody?
Why, it may open up an entirely new field of psychology in relation to music. The world knows very little about the musical instincts of animals and nothing at all about insects.
But you're wasting your time. Curly dances to only one tune.
Have you tried other tunes?
Why, sure. Tell them what you played, Stinky.
I played it, It Ain't Gonna Rain No More.
Yep.
My Country Tis of Thee.
Uh-huh.
Let me see, the Beer Bottle Polka.
That's right.
Shine on Harvest Moon. The music goes round and round.
Ah, but no classical music.
Sure we did. I myself played Our Sweet Mystery of Life by Victor Herbert.
But you haven't tried any symphonies, have you?
Well, Disney's trying to get us for a silly symphony right now, as late as...
No, I'm afraid you don't understand. Let me explain what we propose to do. We get Curly in a studio with an orchestra and go through a careful series of tests using selected symphonic music of dance-like tempi. Now, by the choice of representative work...
All right. I know you're tired, gentlemen. We've now been through 67 pieces already, but let's try a few more and then we'll quit till tomorrow.
Hasn't the caterpillar moved at all?
No, so far he hasn't budged once. But maybe we'll get him with the habanera from Carmen. Stop. All right, let's try number 69, Rosamunde Ballet. Stop. Next, number 70, Strauss Perpetuum Mobile.
Days this went on, and finally after the 202nd try, something happened that really made the papers sit up and take notice all over again. The Amalgamated Press next day carried this story.
Curly, the Terpsichorean caterpillar, today staggered scientist and musician when he suddenly went into a stately dance upon hearing the second movement of Beethoven's 8th symphony. The movement, marked Allegretto Scherzando, was the 203rd musical sampling performed in an effort to determine whether the super caterpillar could or would dance to anything besides the song, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. The insect further astonished observers by dancing in a contrapuntal manner to an arrangement of melodies from both the song and the movement. Scientists are unable to explain the phenomena. The management of the caterpillar announced, meanwhile, that Curly will appear as the lead in a ballet entitled Extravaganza for Insects Only by William Saroyan, and that Curly will also be seen soon in a dance recital at Carnegie Hall.
Well, then things really begin to break for us. Mrs. Roosevelt writes about it in her column, My Day.
It is not often that a creature smaller than one's little finger can completely captivate the imagination of millions. Yet such is the remarkable truth about the caterpillar named Curly. And only today I was telling the president that it has been many years...
There's talk among stamp collectors of issuing a special Curly stamp.
And since the Curly stamp would be the only insect subject in existence, its value to philately would naturally assume...
Scientific societies offer to investigate Curly's genius. And would you believe that the annual convention of the American Lepidoptological and Entomological Academy even invites Stinky to lecture before it?
So I said to my mother, Ma, can I have a penny? I want to buy a piece of candy. So my mother says yes, and she gives me the candy. So on the way to the store, I see a caterpillar. And he's crossing the road. So I stopped to watch it, see? And then I picked it up, and then I started to whistle a song. And it happened to be, yes, sir, that's my baby.
And all this time, the money keeps coming in. We're getting along fine, although it costs a lot to keep up my expensive offices and staff of secretaries. But I'm figuring on getting the big dough, the $100,000 from Disney, and then retiring, see? Well, to make a long story short, there are a couple of exchanges of telegrams and phone calls with me holding out for my price. And then one night, Disney wires...
We'll meet your price of $100,000. Please fly out with Curly next plane.
Wow, am I excited. I'd rush into the next room where Stinky and Curly are sleeping. Stinky, wake up. We're rich. We're practically millionaires.
Oh,
come on, get your clothes on. Hurry. You're going to take a long airplane ride with me and Curly. Huh? And boy, I'm going to buy Curly the juiciest willow leaf he ever ate in his life. Oh, now I'm going to tell the news to Curly. Here you are, little fella. Here you. Where is he? Why ain't he in his box? Where's Curly? Curly!
I put him to bed, all right? Ain't he in his box?
Quick! Look all around the room.
Curly!
Under the carpet,
Curly,
under the bed,
Curly,
on the walls,
Curly,
everywhere.
Curly.
And be careful where you walk.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Curly, come back here. Curly, where are you, Curly?
Curly!
Come on, Curly.
Curly!
Curly,
listen.
Curly.
Yes, that's my baby.
No, sir, I don't mean baby.
Yes, Curly, that's my baby now.
Yes, sir,
yes,
that's my baby.
Curly, I love you. Where are you? $100,000 bucks,
yes,
Curly.
Sir.
Yes, sir. That's my
baby.
Hey,
baby.
Hey, Stinky, here. Come here, take this flashlight and look for him along the corridor. Ask the manager to let you look at the bottom of the elevator shaft. Meanwhile, I'll phone the police.
Yes, sir.
Operator. Operator. Get me police headquarters. Operator.
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a dancing caterpillar. Be on the lookout for a dancing caterpillar. C-A-T-E-R-P-I-L-L-A-R. Caterpillar. That is all.
Lance, the Federal Bureau of Investigation will neither deny or confirm rumors that Curly, the $100,000 caterpillar, was kidnapped. G-men are investigating closely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been requested by the civic authorities to make the following announcement. Whenever you hear the song, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, unquote, will you please watch very carefully, wherever you may be, for a dancing caterpillar in your vicinity. This announcement is in reference to Curly, the famous caterpillar.
The whole country searches in vain. Nobody's seen Curly. The police throw out a dragnet. Posses are formed. Radio stations play Yes, Sir, That's My Baby at intervals throughout the day and ask all listeners to be on the lookout for a dancing caterpillar. Curly fans from all over send in money for a fine Curly fund.
And I am privileged, as president of the Fine Curly Club, to announce the event that the Fine Curly Fund has reached the impressive and staggering total of $12,385.14, with the entire South yet to be heard. And I am proud. I say I am proud that every mother's son, yes, and every father's boy, will pledge his or her heart and hand to the one main and permanent objective that Curly may be hot.
But nobody finds Curly. And now that he's gone, I begin to realize how much I love that bug. I begin to understand why it was Stinky couldn't bear to sell him to me way back in those happy days. I can't bear thinking of willow leaves. I find myself hating all birds and looking suspiciously at cats. And I take to drinking.
What will it be for you, sir?
A triple zombie.
A triple? Are you sure?
Triple zombie!
Yes, sir. And even Stinky tries to drink his way out of his grief.
What will it be for you, young man?
A cup of coffee. And make it black.
Are you sure you want...
Black coffee!
Meanwhile, sympathizers from all over the world, including Scandinavian countries, send me caterpillars, hoping maybe they've found Curly and are eligible for a reward offered by the Fine Curly Club.
Mister, here's another barrel of caterpillars from Australia. Where'll I put it?
Give it to the zoo.
Which zoo, mister?
Any zoo, as long as you get it out of here.
Okay, mister.
Days go by. Weeks go by. I send Stinky home.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Stinky. Well, at least you got a nice suit of clothes on you, and a fine automobile, and a chauffeur to drive you home in it.
I'd rather have Curly back again.
Yeah, I know. Well, goodbye.
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 And then one day I'm sitting in my place, playing sadly on the piano with one finger, as is my wont. All of a sudden, out from under the music rack, creeps Curly. Only he's changed. He's different. He's not dancing anymore. He's a butterfly. Curly. Hello, Curly. You're a big boy now, ain't you? Flutters his wings a little when I say that. And I stroke his antenna, which are now very long and beautiful. I see he's getting restless for the outdoors, where he no doubt hears the call of his mate. So I sing a farewell to him.
My baby, my baby, maybe.
He flutters around my head, and then flies over to a picture of Stinky on her bureau, and then flutters back to me. And after one long look at me, he flies out of the window, never more to come back again. Make a long story short, I sit down, and I feel like crying. In fact, I do cry. Yeah. Who would ever think that a grown man would ever cry about a caterpillar? But I do. And I ain't ashamed to admit it. Well, that's the story of my crying Curly.
You have been listening to My Client Curly, written and produced by Norman Corwin and based upon the original short story of Lucille Fletcher Herman. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.